Welcome to America Tonight. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney's my name. This show is all about the conversation, and we're having it across this nation, especially when it comes to the flu and guns and debt ceiling. Those are the big three. I guarantee you have some hard-hitting opinions out there you're just dying to share. Get vaccinated or not, are they pushing this flu shot down our throats, then telling us they're out of the stuff? And be careful. Wash your hands. Pay attention to the people around you. Shouldn't we be doing that anyway? There is something about going into a restaurant, touching the menus, which are massively filled with germs. I'm not a germaphobe, but that's what it is. It is what it is, right? And then eating, picking up all the stuff and not washing hands. Now, I wonder why we transfer diseases so easily. The governor of Illinois, if he didn't have enough to do with all their money woes, Pat Quinn, weighed in on the flu vaccination.
One of the most important issues of public health is getting vaccinated against the flu.
You know, in Boston, they've declared a state of emergency because of the flu. 20 people have died. Pat Quinn knows that they're on the list, too, and getting very, very close to that point. So making sure that the people in the Windy City get things done, whether they want to or not. You know, they're saying that this particular flu shot, which is interesting, go get a flu shot, but it's not even 65% effective or 70% effective. It's not even 70% effective. Eh, it might work with you. We had a caller who frequently calls our show. We love her. Izzy in Missouri, who said she had never seen anything like the reaction, you know, her arm, the bump to the flu shot this time around. Other people are saying the same thing. It doesn't make you feel like you want to go out there and get vaccinated. And maybe you take your chances. Maybe you're not in an area where a lot of people are coming down with either flu-like symptoms or just flat out they know it. It's the flu. Often you end up in bed for what you think is going to be 3 days, and it turns into a week. It can be scary stuff, but a lot of people like to try to ride it out in other ways.
On a side note, does it get any more New England for a name than Pat Quinn?
Pat Quinn!
It sounds like a cartoon character that was born in, you know, New England somewhere.
New England, Illinois, yeah.
Illinois.
He's Pat Quinn.
Is he Illinois?
He's Illinois.
It sounds so New England-y.
Perhaps he's from
grew up in
New
Rhode
England
Island
originally. Yes.
Massachusetts or something like that.
Sounds Irish. And, of course, the Irish also not only make their way around New England, but also Illinois, too, especially Chicago. I mentioned that, okay, flu is a big conversation. The other thing is guns. And the president is saying we're going to, he's proposing an assault weapons ban and a flurry of other things in a recommendation to dump guns. The White House has identified 19 executive actions for the press to move on unilaterally on gun control. Joe Biden was talking to a group of House Dems on Monday. And he's saying, look, we took the first definitive steps about response to last month's mass shooting at Sandy Hook Elementary. Later this week, Obama formally will announce his proposals to reduce gun violence, which is expected to include what I already mentioned, the assault weapons ban. He'll throw in there universal background checks and the prohibition of high-capacity magazine clips. But what are the odds that this thing will even get passed? Muster at Congress, at the legislative branch, I'm going to say I don't think it does very well. One thing that's sad and you got to really feel for them is the people from Newtown, Connecticut, who actually lost one of those 20 kids. Jimmy Green knows what that feels like, and everybody's asking about, should we do with the guns? What do you think is the issue? What should happen? What will make you feel better for the loss of your daughter? Well, the answer to that is nothing. But here's what Jimmy Green said about his daughter missing her every day and what needs to change.
Look at her empty bed now, and we're just overcome by the grief, and even a month out, it still hasn't lessened. There's several. I mean, I don't think it's wise to focus on one. Obviously, we need to make our schools, our streets, our malls, our public places safer. Obviously, there needs to be a greater discussion on mental health and access to it.
All right, some good points. Ones that we talked about, the access to mental health, one of the common denominators in these mass shootings, a lot of times has to do with mental health, and this one is no different. So, bravo to him for speaking out, and it's got to be very, very sad. It's got to be very sad to talk to anyone about it, because it's so raw. It has not been that long. Although, for the Jimmy Greens and the others, the parents of the kids who died in the massacre, holding up photos and all whatnot of the daughters and the sons and quivering voices, there's got to be something therapeutic in that. The more they talk and the more they breathe life into these kids, in a sense, I say bravo for them for being very brave for doing that, because it has to be a rough road to hoe in speaking to people in such a time period where it's still on the minds of a lot of people. And remember, Joe Biden was the guy who was tasked with leading a task force on ways to reduce gun violence. He told reporters that he's looking at actions he can take on his own to confront gun violence, even though there's a lot of blowback from the National Rifle Association and some of the wariness among the lawmaker types from both parties, because they're tired of this tug of war. This tug of war has been going on for a good long time. You know, the gun control debate, if you go back and look in history, actually heated up after Adam Lanza shot his way into the school on December 14th. But you can go back and trace other mass shootings and when some of the little conversations started to take place, but not full on where everybody in America is throwing in their two cents about keeping your hands off weapons or getting people to turn guns in. They're having a lot of those guns for money things across the United States. Just had one in Philadelphia. They're having one in Los Angeles, and any place and every place that you can possibly think to do this, to get people to turn in their guns and get money. And they're not getting big money, but get some money for the gun. And it's, the theory is that they'd have one less gun off the streets. But there still is something to, there's metal in your hand. And if you want to find a way to do damage to somebody, there are much easier ways to do it than having to learn how to shoot an assault weapon and just opening fire on somebody. Coming up, we're going to do a little odds and ends. Get ready to dance fast here on America Night. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more. All more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com. The big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Natalie Wood might have been assaulted before she drowned, and Sophia Vergara nervous about a sex scene with Sharon Stone, all things you probably could care less about. However, Oprah got an exclusive with Lance Armstrong, gets him to cry and say sorry and whatever, and admit that he doped. Big deal. Did you really think he didn't dope? Well, anyway, he is confessing to the queen of TV, even though her network isn't pulling very much. It'll pull some ratings there. Natalie Wood on the boat with her then hot husband, Robert Wagner. If you look, I don't care if you're 25 or you're 85, if you Google them, back in the 60s, they were an attractive couple. And then go fast forward to 1981. A very strange thing happened. The coroner in 1981 ruled her death an accident after the original investigation. But the new report reveals bruises on her wrists, knees, and ankles could have happened before she fell into the ocean. Gee, do you think they didn't know that? Oh, let's exhume the body? So a few day old bruises were there, and there were scratches to the right of her posterior leg. She died after she fell off a yacht in November of 1981. Her bruises were originally said to have been from her failed attempt to climb back on the boat, but the new report says that might not have been the case because of the locations of the bruises. Isn't it amazing what science can do, how it can, they can try to find out what happened? So there's conflicting versions of what happened on the yacht shared by Wood, Wagner, and their friend, actor Christopher Walken. That's part of the whole mystery. The Today Show and 48 Hour Mystery is going to reopen this story. Robert Wagner wrote in a 2008 book that he and Christopher Walken argued that night. He wrote that Walken went to bed. He stayed up for a while, but when he went to bed, he noticed that his wife and a dinghy attached to the yacht were missing. Strange. Wouldn't it be wild if they proved that one of those two guys had killed her? A little late now, but for the kids, there might be some kind of strange vindication or something. I don't know. I don't know much about this movie star stuff, but I'm just saying, I think it's really strange. Go back to 81. If they reopen it and it turns out to be the husband, ex-husband, or somebody else connected to her, how crazy would that be? And in the meantime, as I said, I'll just give you the payoff for the Sofia Vierga. And Sofia Vierga is on Modern Family. She's Gloria on that show. But she says recently she's been filming John Turturro's Fading Gigolo, and she said there was a threesome scene that she was nervous about. Sharon Stone was in the film, too. Wonder what that's about. I cannot tell you what it's about. I haven't heard anything about that movie. Or I haven't heard anything about Vierga and Fading Gigolo. I think it sounds kind of intriguing and typical Turturro in his acting style and probably in how he is directed this one. All right, let's hopscotch in a couple of different directions here in Odds and Ends. I said I was going to make you your head spin with all the information that I was going to lay down on you here at this juncture, and boy, there is a lot to talk about. How about this? Transportation agency is saying the United States is running a sham business in their new lawsuit. Sham business? Wow, that sounds like somebody who got messed over by the airline, frankly, to me. But a transportation agency is going to file this lawsuit alleging that the United Airlines is falsely claiming by huge amounts of jet fuel out of a small rural Illinois office that doesn't even have a computer, is avoiding paying tens of millions of dollars in taxes in Chicago, where all of these purchases were being made. And when they talk about the sham, it makes you wonder, what are they talking about? The fuel sales in lower taxing jurisdictions and negotiating the system, which is what apparently they're doing, what they're doing here. And that complaint is interesting. Is it with merit, without merit? I know you can't get any mustard on it, but it does sound like it would be very difficult to prove. Very, 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 very. And how deep would you want to get caught in that? The answer is probably not at all. Probably not at all. Who's going to take those kinds of chances? All right, as we get closer and closer to the finish line, I'm going to invite you again to weigh in. Flu shots, any takers there? What's happening with the debt ceiling? And et cetera, et cetera. 855-266-5283. 855-266-KATE. Very easy to remember. Very, very, very easy. The other interesting thing that happened besides the big three that I mentioned, all this would be kind of wrapped into it. Now they're releasing names, and there's a website in D.C. that had a copy of it, the Daily Caller. Now they're releasing the list of who does not have guns. Who does not have guns? And the list included lots and lots of organizations and movie stars. Your Kevin Bacon's, your John Bon Jovi's, Peter Bogdanovich, who had a stalker, Bo Bridges, the other bridge connected somewhat to him. Also on the list, Jill Clayburgh, who now is deceased, Stockard Channing, actress, Ellen DeGeneres, actress slash more talk show host than anything in. Is it Turnabout is Fair Play? Why is all this information out there for anyone to see? The people who get it and who are listing their names for partially political reasons? It all comes back to that, doesn't it? All eventually waves back in. Sometimes it takes a while, but you'll see it as it's floating in closer to sea. Because there's too many people who can't see, if you get my lame analogy. So we're counting on you seeing so you can watch what's coming in. So I mentioned the fact that Natalie Wood, now they're talking about, oh, it looks like she was a struggle, it was raped, attacked, and who did it, what happened, we don't know, opening a case from 1981 that could land somebody in the military for at least a little bit of a chunk of time. How shocking would that be? That would get huge headlines. The military suicide rate hit a record high in 2012. Always sad. I hate to see our brothers come back and be so despondent that they kill themselves. But they say a service member committed suicide during 2012 at a record clip. More than 349 took their own lives across the four branches, or one in every 25 hours. Wow. That is rough, and that is so, so sad. The Army sustained the heaviest suicide toll in 182 days, a death tally that marked another first, as suicide soldiers last year outpaced the 176 Army members who were killed in combat while serving Operation Enduring Freedom. And during 2012, six suicides among active duty members of the Navy. Wow. 59 in the Air Force, 48 in the Marines. Throughout the U.S. military, suicides increased by nearly 16% from 2011 to 2012. Very, very, very sad.
Feeling like there are too many pressures and demands on you? Losing sleep, worrying about tests and schoolwork, eating on the run because your schedule is just too busy? You may be under too much stress, and it may be affecting your mind. Get your mental edge back with Nootropic Mind Power from MindRegard.com. Nootropic Mind Power is not a drug, but a natural supplement. Its 12 powerful ingredients are natural and non-GMO, plus it's gluten-free, wheat-free, and formulated by Americans for Americans by an NSF-certified laboratory. Nootropic Mind Power is available at MindRegard.com. Spelled MindRegard.com, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Free your mind with Nootropic Mind Power Cognitive Supplement from MindRegard.com. MindRegard. Clearly see tomorrow and yesterday. Today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in four sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
At least through the mail. Got a ton of snail mail. Let's head out to the mailbag now.
You have mail, mistress.
Ooh, you said it one more time, please.
You have mail, mistress.
All right, thank you very much.
Now he's going to charge us double.
I know. That's my bad. You think Ted Anderson's going to write me an ass? You know, Ted, don't, please. I'm a fall. I just like it when a man says, we'll do what I want him to do. It's so rare.
Everyone's under financial constraints, and you're just spending money willy-nilly.
I'm like the government, I guess.
I know. You just used our You've Got Mail spending, our budget, for the next month.
All right, if you'd like to be the voice of You've Got Mail, please call in and talk to Matt. You can do that at 855-266-5283. We did get a lot of mail, and most of it still is centering around guns, because we know that the president is going to have a little speech about that, or certainly propose to Congress the fact that he wants to see a ban on assault weapons again, and a limit on the kind of ammunition with mags and whatnot. And there's massive emotion in dealing with this because of what happened in Newtown, Connecticut, that awful, awful massacre. And a lot of the parents are starting to speak out now. And in Newtown, Connecticut, they're deciding whether or not they even want to keep Sandy Hook Elementary up. As in many mass shootings, often there is a public hearing, a couple of them sometimes, on whether to tear a specific building down or let it stand and renovate something, because it's so hard to get over it. It's the tragedy, and going by the classrooms or going by the area. So either they renovate or they tear down. And you had lots of thoughts on that, too, by the way. So let's head to that mailbag, as the man just said, and go to our first one. This one from TD, who says, "Hey, Katie, I have to tell you, I've been listening to this gun debate. It is rip-roaring on your show and others. I think it's about time we had that conversation. I cannot believe that people, if they sincerely really think about it, and I understand the emotion and how it pours over, the grief must be absolutely overwhelming for those parents. There's nothing we can say to bring those kids back, and it is sickening. It is painful to, frankly, even hear the parents, and I applaud them. However, it is just insane to springboard into a removal of guns, starting with the assault weapons. My vote is definitely no on all of the above." Here's another one from Little Bob. "Hardly any man ever puts little in front of their name. I'm just saying. They just don't, not usually. So I know that's there's some clever reason why that nickname is that way." And LB says, "How can these people call your show, Kate? And I've heard on both sides of this, to be fair, and you always say that you invite right of right or left of left. How can people with a straight face call your show and think that there should be unlimited ammunition? For God's sake, wake up, people. I'm all about deer hunting. I have no problem with people going out, even if they want to sit in their sissy blinds and shoot beer like deer, shoot deer like fish in a barrel. But that shouldn't apply to humans. A shotgun is one thing. Somebody with massive, massive rounds should not be able to get the hands around those rounds in the first place. This still is part of the problem. How can most people not even support an assault weapons ban? These people are idiots. I apologize in advance to some of the listeners you may like who call America tonight." I was going to say 855-266-5283 if you agree. All right, here's another one. The NRA is saying Congress is not going to pass the weapons ban. I don't think they will either. And George agrees. George says, "Kate, it doesn't matter. It's all moot. The conversation is interesting, but we both know that the National Rifle Association will never, ever see or worry about Congress passing this. It doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense if we really think about it. It's easy to realize why this won't work." So, and the NRA has prevented other assault weapons bans, like the one that went down in 2004, from going through. But I still say what happened in Newtown, Connecticut, where 20 kids and 6 adults were killed, that has fixated us and it has transformed us. There are some Americans who are saying, you know, forget about it. Stricter gun laws need to be out there, and that may dissuade a few people. This one from Jail, listening to us in Mississippi, and he says, "Taking guns out of our hands and just completely walking them into the hands of those who would rob us, rape us, and kill us is absolutely asinine, Miss Kate. How can anyone who's clearly thinking about this think this is the right way to go? It's an emotional response to a seriously sad, horrible thing that happened." All right, so there we go. A bunch of people chiming in about guns. Here's another one from Lucky Larry, who says, "Oprah Winfrey landing the big scoop. Lance Armstrong, I wonder why he picked her to do the interview. Regardless, he breaks his silence on his lies. Lance Armstrong is, in fact, somebody who doped. Are you surprised by this? Are you sad by this? Or is it just a pure, raw emotion of disappointment?" The answer is I'm sad by it because he was the in your face guy about I'm innocent. They've never caught me doping. He didn't say they caught me doping. They've tested me a thousand times, and I never was tested positive for performance enhancing drugs. So he would still be a great athlete. He would have overcome the odds by competing in the Tour de France, especially the first time around. But then after that, all bets are off, and that's too bad because a lot of people really, really held Lance Armstrong up, and maybe that's part of the problem. We hold people up in this crazy light that just basks over them, pours over them, because they're a celebrity of some sort, and he was a celebrity without a doubt. But the fact that he went on her show, maybe he is thinking, I don't want to be a social pariah. I want to flip the page here. Who better to flip the page with than Oprah? Maybe it'll give me some credibility. And I'm probably going to break down. And he did. He was pretty emotional. He was crying several times when he was talking to her about what happened to him. The confession is a massive turn. I mean, massive turn in a different direction, a stunning reversal. After years of public statements, interviews, court battles, he denied doping and protected his reputation. Now he's fessed up to it, so he's changing his reputation is what Lance Armstrong is doing. Interesting, huh? And I think that I don't know. I think some people will forgive Lance and others just won't. You can look at it this way. If everybody in the whole field, if everybody, I'm a racer and everybody in my field is doping and I'm not, am I going to beat them? If they're good at doing it, the answer is no. Why would he do the interview? I think he would do the interview to show true, authentic emotion and to get back into the good graces of somebody so that he can start doing something. Because he's not the guy who's going to sit around. So that admission was big. I mean, big. The fact that he did it. And what will come out of it, I don't know. I mean, how many people have, you know, it's pick a lane, the forgiveness lane. And for some reason, whatever it is you did, you are forgiven eventually. And then the other lane of the people who really desperately want validation, want to be forgiven, and they get it. They get that forgiveness. They seem sincere. Which line he ends up in, I have no clue. I have no clue which one. I think this is one of those things where it could go either way, and the people around him probably advised him of it and said the pendulum could swing in either direction on this. Either direction. Either people see his being choked up and admitting what happened as being phony, so it's status quo, or somebody reaches out to him, friends, advisors, that end up helping him turn a corner. And Winfrey says it was a no-holds-barred session. No-holds-barred. Testimony, it's got the report from the United States Doping Agency. Lots of material for questions. Lots of time to go through it. We're in a studio for that long. Sounds like painstakingly excruciating. He wanted it out there for some reason. And he knows that with $100 million, that pile is shrinking because everybody is suing him. Speaking of numbers, sadly, military suicides hit a record. That's where we're going to start when we flip the page so we can count.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LaCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LaCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LaCig.com. And LaCig smokes the competition. reputation by serving thousands of worldwide customers with Real People customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $34.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans. And it's perfect if you're traveling or away from home. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Looking back on 2012, we ask ourselves, how did we ever survive from natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy? Our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. At eFoods Direct, we hear from customers every day that are fortunate enough to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. After Hurricane Sandy, Danny from New York City wrote, "Almost all of the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and niece. It is better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. I can warn you, but I can't feed you." Heed the warnings and do what Alex has done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and build your food supply. It's the best tasting non-GMO long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
We have that sad military story. We'll get to that in just a minute or two. But first, let's go to Scott in Alabama. Hey, Scott.
Hey, Kate. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for the call. Scott, do you want to weigh in?
Sure. I just wanted to make a comment that my rights, as guaranteed by the Constitution, are only up for vote with the three-quarters of the state weighing in. Not in Congress, not in the executive branch. Otherwise, it's treason.
You have a point. You have a point, which is why I don't believe we'll see that anything will pass in Congress. I think the NRA is right. Are you worried about it?
Worried? No. Concerned and watching, yeah.
Yeah.
Guns were left up to the states and the people for a reason, like most other things that the federal government has poking their nose into. And as far as your immunization goes, just because you get vaccinated, there's no guarantee you're going to be immunized.
True. You know that it takes at least 2 weeks, they say, for it to kick in, even. If it does.
And I don't trust them because I've seen what they did with the kid shot. taking one vaccination at a time in an effort to gain immunity is a good idea. But taking 6 or 8 or 10 at the same time with mercury or thimerosal in there is just counterintuitive to me.
Yeah. You know, the kids with the whole egg thing, too, seriously, the reaction to a lot of people is, I can't do this anyway. What, are you kidding me? I work for this hospital. I'm allergic, and you're trying to force it down my throat? How fair is that? I can't do it. So from all the other perspectives that made sense that you just said, Scott, the bottom line is for some people, they couldn't do it anyway. Thanks, Scott. Have a good one. 855-266-5283. I liked his answer where he said he wasn't worried, but he's being concerned. He's keeping an eye on what's happening, which means he's rational and he's watching and he's ready to rally if he has to. Because, you know, there's nothing better than a rally as far as contacting a senator or congressperson. That makes all the difference. You get 25 people, it becomes an issue for them. Because it's very hard to get 25 people, believe it or not, even though they might completely agree with you. Let's go to Izzy in Missouri. Hey, Izzy.
Hello, Kate. I like the last caller. Yes, I did. He brought up good points.
He did bring up good points. I thought, too, with the flu shot, he was right. You know, there's no guarantee. And then, of course, what is in the shot, which is why the refusal for some healthcare people not to take it.
Right. And I had what they call a double flu shot. And let me tell you, it's the first time I've ever had a double one. I bet my left arm was disabled for about 3 weeks. And I had a lump you wouldn't believe. The pain was hideous. And I thought, what the heck is going on? And I've never had that problem before. And it might have been the double shot thing. Because of certain health conditions, it's highly recommended I take a flu shot. So I take one every year. And I don't worry about it, but I'll tell you the last one, whatever they've got in this new flu stuff, at least for me, was very painful.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's awful. Getting a bump and everything?
I accidentally hit my shoulder, my arm, against the door jamb, and he just thought I'd been stabbed.
Oh, that's awful. Oh, that's just hearing you talk about it is painful, yes.
He brought up the 3/4 of the states vote to trade. Excellent point. I didn't even think of that one. I'm usually thinking of all the stuff. Anyway, what I wanted to bring up was tearing down Sandy Hook is obscene.
Yeah, you agree with me.
Why do you think?
Here's just in a nutshell, Izzy. I'm gonna let you. I'm not jumping on your lines. But the reason I said is because then you're taking that away from those children, all the people that have gone there in the past, and getting through it, and going there, and remembering, and all the other stuff, and just going one foot in front of the other. Then the other side. I'm gonna call it the other side. The other side wins. The bad guy wins.
Well, here's the deal. And I have to bring up this point finally. I've been putting it off. But you had Judith Barr on.
Yes.
And I went and I checked her out. And she appears like she's done a lot of work, but more of an esoteric type psychotherapist.
Right.
When I was in private practice, I was in behavioral disorders and what is called reality therapy. And when you want to tear down things, all you do is instill fear, more fear that, my God, we have to get rid of all signs of this. Why? But she brought up the point of the violence fix is what I want to address. And one of her examples was, and I so disagree with this, that everybody has violence in them. Everybody has to have a little violence fix. And that's a direct quote, a violence fix. And she said football was getting a violence fix. God, I'm sorry, Kate. Are you that violent that you are so into football? No, it made me very angry.
I understand what you mean.
And I thought, wait a minute. That's a competitive sport. Yeah, once in a while fights break out, but you have to be aggressive when you compete, don't you?
Yes.
Okay. Football players are very aggressive. It does not mean that they are by nature a violent people. Or basketball, or baseball, or ice skate, or anybody. And I disagree that everybody has to get their daily violence fixed. I thought that was abhorrent. I really did, and I want people to understand that, you know, there's anger inappropriate. There's anger that is appropriate. And it is appropriate to be angry about Sandy Hook. Is it appropriate to carry it so far that all you do is instill fear in kids? No, it's not. Kids are so resilient. They'll bounce back and they will forget to a certain degree. They just push it out of their mind because why? Their little minds are focused on the me, 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 today, fun stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I was really, really very angry about some of the comments. No, we cannot continue to belabor this. And the other part of this is, well, parents send their kids off to school every day with fear now. How about all of us parents who have their sons or daughters going off to Afghanistan or Iraq when Iraq was going full bore? The daily fear I lived, I can assure you, was absolutely horrendous. And every time I heard about Marines being shot down or being taken out, I was on my computer going to the Marine site or calling one of my recruiters, local, and asking them, can I get the list? They were really good to me because they knew I was ex-military and they knew all my family was in the military. I lived every day of my life, literally every day, panic-stricken because my son was a commander, my only son. And I thought, my God in heaven, I don't think people in America realize what other parents go through when their children go off to war.
Yeah, I agree with that. That's absolutely 100% right.
There's a whole lot more to the fear issue and to these shootings. And by the way, the worst mass killing was in 1929. And since 1980, they have gone down. We have actually had a reduction in mass killings in this country, and has been so since 1980. And I advise people, or I recommend, I should say, look up James Allen Fox, a premier. He's a good candidate for a guest, too. He's a premier criminologist.
And he talks about the fact that if you go back and you look in history and dig around, you will absolutely see it.
Absolutely.
Izzy, thanks. With a fine-tooth comb, she had a fine-tooth comb out. And it's interesting her take on Judith Barr, who's a warm and fuzzy person and is, as she said, a psychotherapist who believes that there is that thing from childhood that's inside you, as many others do. But Izzy, I think, brings many good points to the table with kids, what they see and how resilient they are. I absolutely agree with that. Kids are resilient, and they find a way to get through, which is what the kids at Sandy Hook Elementary would do. By the way, the U.S. military suicides hit a record high of 349. Oh, my, oh, my.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.